The Minor Offenses Ordinance Ad Hoc Committee met Wednesday night to wrap up a months-long effort to streamline the list of violations. But in an unusual twist, a new offense was added to the ordinance. You can't turn a corner in Haines without seeing or hearing ravens and crows. They are everywhere. And it's the cawing, clicking, squawking sounds of these clever corvids that have many in the Chilkat Valley up in arms.
We need to control this raven menace. They are creepy sounding. Have you ever heard one of them sound like a baby?
That's concerned citizen John Hagen. He says he's okay with taking care of the noise by any means necessary.
There's that incessant cawing. You can't even conduct a radio interview outside without caw, 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 caw.
The first step in making Haines a more peaceful town is to gather up all the ravens and crows and ship them elsewhere. Here's interim borough manager Brad Ryan.
There's just been a lot of public outcry about the noise, and they wanted us to do something about it. Previously, I was a biologist, and we used cannon nets, so I think we'll get some researchers from Oregon State to come in and take care of the capture for us.
The birds will be relocated, but Ryan says he's not sure where yet. A couple of options have been discussed, including Lemon Creek or a refuge in Oregon. If the transplant works, then problem solved. If it doesn't, well, that's where the Minor Offenses Ordinance comes in. The committee agreed to recommend to the Assembly a fine structure to be handed out to the ravens should they return and continue on with their shrieking. Any raven or crow making excessive noise will be fined $50 a day with a maximum penalty of $500. Margaret Friedenauer is one of three Assembly members on the Minor Offenses Ad Hoc Committee.
I would prefer we don't immediately ship the ravens off. I would like to see them issued warnings and allowed a chance to comply before, you know, enforcement takes over.
Friedenauer did vote in favor of the fines for the feathered nuisances, but she says it's a delicate balance between overtaxing the ravens and encouraging them to keep their beaks shut.
I want to keep the ravens here. I think they're a valuable part of the community.
A disorder of ravens gathered Thursday outside the borough offices. Approached for comment, one especially disgruntled bird had this to say. Reporting on April Fool's Day in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.